There is an endless sea of podcasts about entrepreneurship. Talking about it, but not living it. We live it every day. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel, talking about real estate investing, but also encompassing general subjects in regards to owning small to medium-sized businesses, and of course, all the struggles that business owners must overcome to be successful. This is Inside the Wolf's Den, and this is Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. How are you, Sean?
Doing great. How about yourself?
Great.
Yeah. You having a good week?
Yeah, it's been, actually, it's gone by pretty quick. So. Yeah,
well, because you've been in bed sick, so
it's easy for you. I've been sick majority of the week, so this is my first day back into the office, so I'm feeling good.
Yeah, feeling good. I'm glad you're better. That's better for everybody, especially me. So.
Hey, sometimes you can use a break from me, and I'm sure the team can use a break from me, too. They're probably like, yeah. Joni's gone today.
I'm such a baby when I get sick, and then when anybody else is sick, I'm like such a a-hole towards them.
No lie. I have no sympathy. No joke. Yep. That is true.
So today we have a great podcast. We're going to talk about a subject that I found. I saw a post on social media by Caleb Pearson. Mm-hmm. So if you're watching, shout out to you, Caleb. I thought this was an awesome post, and I was like, man, I got to repeat this. We got to talk about it. So this idea came from him, but it was simple, and it was about consistency and discipline. Because, you know, in his post, he was talking about what makes he runs a really successful, we'll probably try to get him on the podcast, but he runs a really successful brokerage. Mm-hmm. And then he also does real estate investment. But he's one of the top like three brokerages in South Carolina.
Right.
And people are always asked, like, what makes you different? What makes your team so different? And really the answer was, what he said was consistency and discipline, his whole entire team.
Yeah.
You know? And so I thought that'd be, because that's you and I in a heartbeat.
It's true. And you just said right now, like it's simple, but it's hard. It's hard for some people to, you know, stay consistent and disciplined on a daily basis.
Correct. And it's simple, but yet hard to execute. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you ever look at what separates people that do well in school, do well in sports, stay in shape, entrepreneurs that succeed, people that have great marriages, great teams. If you're, it's the consistency that they do on a day-to-day basis, that those incremental things that they do on a daily basis that adds up and makes them a great at whatever they're doing or whatever they're, you know, putting their goals to. So,
right.
And staying disciplined. So whether it's losing weight, you know, why can so many people, why is it so hard? And why do all these people set New Year's resolutions is to lose weight, but yet few execute on it? Is because it's hard. It's staying disciplined and being consistent in your diet and your exercise.
Yeah.
There's no much to it. It's not about what's the newest fad, what's the newest trend, what kind of working out, what kind of diet. It just, if you pick one and stay consistent to it, you'll probably lose a lot of weight.
Yeah, I totally agree with you on that. But I also think that, you know, you have to, some things that I do when I commit to something or when I, you know, want to be consistent with something, say, for example, if I want, you know, I'm doing this competition in September. Mm-hmm. And so some things that I look at is, number one, I need to be committed to it, right? Mm-hmm. And so if I'm going to commit to something, like I'm going to go all in, I'm going to go register for that, you know, competition event. Because if I'm out there telling people that I'm going to do it, do you think I'm going to make a fool out of myself and say something and not do it?
So the saying committed or committing to something helps you follow through with the consistency and the discipline to back it up.
Exactly. Where I think a lot of people don't commit to it. They say, you know, yeah, they say casually, I'm going to do it. Where are you committed? Who are you telling that you're going to be doing this? You know, do you have accountability partner? Like, who are you saying this to?
That's a good idea. Yeah. And then I think another reason why it's so hard in today's environment is we just have so many distractions, so many things that are pulling for our attention, our time, our energy. And so if you commit to something, it's hard to stay, you know, consistent and disciplined.
I agree with it. Part of it's focus, you know, like, what you have to almost be obsessed with it, mm-hmm. right? Like that's your new obsession. And because there's going to be shiny objects everywhere, and it's hard, especially for entrepreneurs, you know, things fly at us all the time. And you're like, hey, like, oh, that's a great idea. I'm going to go catch that. You know, oh, this is a good idea. I'm going to go catch that. And then it distracts you from what you really, really want to accomplish.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, I wasn't even thinking that way. But yeah, you're 100% right. So, I mean, even with success in one area can open up opportunities and doors in other areas, which will, if you're here being, staying consistent and disciplined and you're having success and all of a sudden other things cross your path, it pulls you or draws you mm-hmm. and you chase the shiny object and all of a sudden you lose sight of what you were committed to
right.
to begin with. But
yeah.
I think too, with in today's environment, it's so easy to, everything comes to us so much quicker and to a certain extent easier mm-hmm. Than maybe it was in the past. So, you know, you can get on your app on your phone and order food. So like if you're on a, I'm just using the diet again, but like, you know, if you get a craving, you can go to, you know, a company on your app and order food and within 20 minutes it's there.
Right.
So it's sometimes, you know, it's hard to, we're probably eating healthier. You're going to have to cook, you know, clean. So you're going to have to cook chicken and broccoli and all that. And it more work, but it's much easier just ordering an app. And so I think the convenience of everything today makes it also hard to stay
committed. Yeah, it is. But I also think with the discipline part, you, one thing that you have to do is you have to remove temptations and triggers, right? So if that's your temptation where you have an app handy on your phone, like get rid of that app, right? And I know it's not easy, but these are the things that you need to, if you want to stay committed to it and you want to be consistent and disciplined. Like yesterday, I went to a restaurant and I knew I can only eat chicken, you know, and mm-hmm. like I just went in there for a chicken breast. Mm-hmm. And the waiter asked if I wanted some chips and salsa. And that, you know, is my biggest weakness yeah. right there. And I said, no, please don't bring that out. And what does he do? He brings it out, right? And puts it right in front of me. So now I have to practice self-control.
Which is discipline.
It is discipline. Yeah. But and you'll be tested. But you have to be strong mentally to say, you know what? No, these are my triggers. Know what your triggers are. Know what, you know, your temptations are and be able to say no.
So give me some advice for, because you're good at it, better at it than I am. So, you know, with people that, you know, like us that have children. So say we're trying to lose weight, right? And there's food in the house that the children like, and maybe they shouldn't be there because they shouldn't be eating them either, but they're there. You know, so yesterday you were like slapping my hand because I had my hand in the
Takis.
In the Takis. you know, and they're addicting. And so, you know, yes, I'm trying to lose weight with you and, you know, as you're competing and all that, I'm not trying to compete. I'm just trying to lose weight while you're doing it. So what advice do you have if there's those, you can't remove the temptations, I guess, but they're there.
Get an accountability partner. Honestly, like, so this whole time that I was sick, like, you know, when you're sick, all you want to do is lay around and, you know, eat comfort food and stuff that's not healthy for you. And honestly, my trainer called me and texted me every 2 hours asking how I was doing and making sure that I was eating my egg whites and my chicken. Who wants to eat egg whites when you're sick, right? But he was calling me to make sure that I was doing what I needed to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
So having somebody there, you know, to like tell you, hey, no, like you need to stay on this track. Because you are going to fail, and that's okay, and you have to forgive yourself for it. But having somebody there to help you along the way is extremely important.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. And I think another point that just came up in my head was sometimes we focus on the end result, mm-hmm. which in a lot of cases is going to be it's going to look huge. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a big change or. If you're starting a business and you know have a vision of it being, you know, 50 employees and $10 million in sales or revenue, it's huge. And there's a lot of steps that go between there. But so sometimes it can look like a mountain.
Yeah.
And I think we need to...
Progress over perfection.
Yeah, but yes, but also just make small incremental mm-hmm. changes. And if you compound those small incremental changes, it adds up to a mountain.
Yeah.
And I've seen that over and over. And in my personal life, when I get nervous or if I get anxiety, It's usually because I'm focused on the mountain or I'm focused on all the little things I got to do. And it overwhelms me and I get anxiety. But if I really step back and be like, hey, I just need to do this step, then this step, then this step, then I calm down. I get, it goes into perspective and usually I can tackle it. And
that's
so true.
Yeah.
So I just want you guys to really focus on making yourself 1% better each day. So it's just focusing on the small changes daily that are going to pay off. You're not trying to climb the mountain in one day. It's, hey, I can do 1% here, 1%, and it just over. So I have a couple of examples. So reading 20 pages per day is 30 books per year. Mm-hmm. So 20 page, anybody can read 20 pages a day, but look at it over a year, it adds up to 30 books. If you're reading 30 books, you are really working on your self-development.
Yeah, sure.
Saving $10 a day adds up to $3,650 per year. So, I mean, that we all can skip Starbucks and save $10 a day and look how much it adds up. And that even can add up even more once you invest it and you compound it over several years, it can add up to your retirement. Running 1 mile per day adds up to 365 miles per year, which is huge.
Yes.
And then just becoming 1% better is 37 times better per year. And I came up with a funny one that I thought would entertain you. And Joni's probably going to hate me for saying this, but my son yesterday said,
how does he know this?
I don't know where he gets this stuff from, but if you have an 11-year-old son, I don't know if they bring you these things, these facts. But he said yesterday, he brought up, he's like, Dad, did you know that the average person spends 145 minutes per week on the toilet? No, he said, but that translates into 92 days over their lifetime they spent on the toilet. So over 3 months you spent on the toilet, just so you know.
Okay.
But it compounds. So it just shows that small things like sitting on the toilet adds up over time. And it's a way, so you might as well be productive. So, hey, why don't you kill two birds with one stone? So with those 145 minutes per week, you could probably read 20 pages per day on the toilet.
Absolutely.
So there you go.
Yep.
You can knock it out. So just small habits often are very underestimated. Yeah. And that's the point of this.
A lot of times too, like we overcomplicate things, right? Like, you know, we want to get everything right and everything perfect. And, you know, one thing I'm going to say is it kind of goes along with what you said. Avoid paralysis by analysis, right? Mm-hmm. Like, don't overanalyze it because then you're not going to move that needle.
Mm-hmm. I think we've done, we probably take things too lightly at times, I think, but we just get stuff started and
usually
not
perfect.
Yeah, we
create all these problems.
And then you're fixing it later.
Right.
But in the truth, yes, get it started. And I think that's where so many people, a lot of our listeners are getting into real estate, and so many of them think that they got to have everything lined up before they get started. And it's like, it's never going to happen. So if you're trying to set up your LLC and get your lenders and, have all your ducks in a row, you'll probably never get started. Just go figure it out. Go get a deal. Yeah. Go get under contract. Make a mistake.
Mm-hmm. I do believe that you should be educated and you should get some knowledge in it.
Yeah.
But you're right. So many times, you know, they try to do all these boot camps and spend all this money on real estate boot camps, but then never do anything with it.
Correct. So just get started. But I agree with that point. But yeah. Any other points you have?
Yeah, just a couple of things that, you know, how I say discipline, and I think for our listeners, we kind of already went over the remove the temptations and triggers, but also set reminders up for yourself. That really helps me. Mm. And then...
Or triggers. I thought, you know, something I heard the other day I thought was really, really cool. If your goal is... So we talked about weight loss and business success and all that. What if you're just wanting to be a more positive and happier person to other people out there, that takes consistency and discipline as well, just
right.
to be, cause so something I've been trying to work on, cause if you just saw me, I look like I have that, what do they call that face?
That you're mad.
Yeah. Like the mad face,
mad
but there's a saying for it. But anyways. And so I want to be more positive. I want to be more happier. Mm-hmm. And so I just use a door frame as a trigger. So every time I walk through a door frame, I try to remind myself to smile.
That's great.
And to be happier.
Yeah.
So use So that goes along with what you're saying. It's just, it's as simple as a trigger as using a door frame or a reminder.
Yeah, for sure. And then I don't know if you knew this, but exercise actually can improve your self-discipline. So if you exercise regularly, that can improve your self-discipline. And plan and schedule your day. So something that I, you know, we are both really good about scheduling our day. So I think if you can, it sounds boring, but it really does help. And start small. Like I think with your goals, you have to start small and it has to be attainable. You can't, you know, shoot you for the stars.
You need some wins to build confidence.
For sure.
And
develop good habits, reward yourself, and then, of course, we talk about accountability.
Cool. So. Well, awesome. Well, I think it's time for you all to go out there and be consistent and disciplined and make some changes in your life and just start with that 1%. Just make some small incremental changes in your life and it'll add up over time. If you compound that, you know, whether it's investing, losing weight, reading, running, all of that, it being happier, it just starts with those small incremental changes. So
yes.
Awesome. Well, have a great week, everybody. Please share this, like it, rate it. We would love your feedback and we appreciate all of you.
Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there talking.
Talk, talk, talking.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.